Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Your Mets blow another three-run lead. That's back-to-back losses to the Braves.
Hit hard to center.
They've now lost 10 of their last 12 games to Atlanta.
You didn't expect to be below 500 on June the 8th.
No, I mean, we're on the verge of losing six straight now if we lose tonight.
Our guys don't wallow around in self-pity.
The Braves have said to the Mets,
you can't get us.
No, you cannot get us.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. This portion of the show, yeah, you could probably recite it for me. Driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack. Right, okay, go ahead.
Old Bridge.
And?
Point Pleasant.
That's right. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. There you go. See, I mean, I don't need to do this read. You know,
I think, but together, if we do it together, I think is when it's its best.
Like a duet read.
Yep.
Well, we have the special duet read at 7:30.
I know, and they do that on purpose because they realize that, like, the Dave with someone else, good. Rick with someone else, good. Rick and Dave together, different level.
Different level. I think this is fair to say. All American Ford likes, they like you better than me.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case at all.
Absolutely.
No, I think the initial relationship with John and Steve was with me, but now they love you just as much.
No. I think they like me, but they put you on a pedestal. Like you are. If you said to them, "Listen, I'd like the Old Bridge dealership," they'd say, "Sure, Rick, you can have it."
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No, they would not give it to me. I'd probably have to buy into it.
RJ.
Yes.
Don't you think if he asked for a dealership, one of the four, that they would say, okay?
I don't think they would just sign it over.
You don't think so?
You think it would just be, instead of All American, it would just be Rick's dealership?
Yeah, Rick's Ford's.
I do think they're fond of him.
Fonder of him than they are of me.
Oh, not even close, yeah.
Not see, there you go.
Yeah.
It'd still probably have to fall under the banner, but you could specify that it's Rick's specific All American.
Well, yeah, no, I would be one of the names, though. It would be like John, Steve...
He'd be
Rick,
one of the brothers.
Rick.
They'd adopt him.
That's it.
And then boys.
They go through the legal channels. It would be like, oh, we have John Selman, we have Steve Selman, and we have Rick Selman.
He couldn't be like that former Giant who had the one dealership. I forget his name.
Brad Benson.
Brad Benson. There you go. That guy.
Forget his name. The guy won Offensive Player of the Week in
1986. I was 2 years old.
Well, you know what? Learn your history.
I don't care for Giants history.
Well, you know what? I see, and therein lies the difference between you and I. You might not appreciate Giants history, but you should at least know it. I know Cowboys history. I just don't like the Cowboys.
Yeah, but Raymond also doesn't have the amount of space in his brain like you
do
to store all this stuff.
Well, I remember that. It was the second Washington game, and Dexter Manley was thought that he was going to abuse Phil Sims and destroy Brad Benson. The guy didn't get a whiff of the quarterback the entire day. Ipso facto, your offensive player of the week, left tackle, Brad Benson.
That'd be a very ironic last name for you if you were Dave Manley.
Why?
I'd be like, if a fat guy was called, you called him Tiny. You're not Manley.
Well, you're nasty.
Word association, Dave Manley. Never was that ever said.
That's very, very nice. All right, so word association, Dave.
Your mother.
Genius.
Okay, you know what? That's better than Manley.
Okay, I'm just saying. I wasn't trying to take a shot. I was just saying, Manly, no.
Manly, no. Genius, yes.
For sure. Savant.
All right, let's continue to play. Word association, RJ Santillo.
Hair.
It looked like a strike.
Hair. So the first thing you think of when you think of RJ Santillo, hair.
The nice, yeah, first nice thing I think of. Yeah, look at his hair. It's gorgeous. The guy doesn't
even put
product in.
Think of negative things before you even get to hair?
No, no. I think this. I thought this was a positive segment we were doing. I was going to say tiny.
Oh, no.
Nugget. Oh. I went with hair. What's RJ's calling? What's RJ's calling card?
I think he's capable.
Yeah, but his hair is his calling card.
I don't know that that's his calling card. I don't think he'd be as successful as he was solely because of his hair.
Paninis.
He apparently made gorgeous paninis.
Highest rated paninis in all of Brockport.
Raymond, I say RJ Santillo. Your word association with him is what?
See, it's more than one word is the problem.
Well, you know, that this is the way the game is played.
Croissant.
Superstar. Well, I was gonna use the croissant for something else, but yeah.
I think he's dead on accurate. So you think hair, all RJ is to you is a piece of meat.
No, I don't think he's all a piece of meat, but I think there's a lot of people that, like, I think if you ask people on the K-Show, too, they would bring up how gorgeous his hair is.
He's got great hair, but that doesn't define him.
No.
Like, genius kind of defines me. You think of me like that guy's a genius, right? You think of RJ, you don't think hair. You think RJ, you think sensational, qualified, overqualified, elite, great producer. Those are the things you think of.
Yeah, I think boss. Like, he's the one that, right? I mean, he steers the ship.
He steers the ship.
Yeah, but that's you said one word. I can't say steers the ship.
Ship steerer.
Aye, aye, captain.
Captain.
Captain. That's good. He's a captain. What would your word be for Raymond Santiago?
They haven't been the Horcats.
Warrior.
Warrior. I like it.
I mean, the man doesn't sleep. He works multiple jobs, never
multiple
complains.
Jobs.
Head down. Yeah, Raymond is he's a champion.
He really, he gets it done, doesn't he?
He gets it done, doesn't complain. I mean, that's just a little piece of what, I mean, the entire package. Again, I don't understand how he's single when you look at, I mean, you look at
well,
how
behind closed
he
doors, he must have, like, relationship issues, I would guess, right?
Or maybe he has so many options that he doesn't want to commit to one. Maybe he's just kind of playing the field.
That's a good one as well. But he's not a young man anymore.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
you're only as old as you feel.
Yeah,
I feel pretty young.
He looks great. Right? And then all of a sudden you see him roll up in the beautiful Jeep with the matching rims. He pops out.
Yep.
Tight T-shirt. Hair perfectly done up.
Perfectly coiffed. But do you think behind closed doors his parents are like, what do you think about our little Raymond? Like, do you worry that he'll never find that significant other?
This escalated.
Does your mother ever pull you aside and say, like, you know, sweetheart, what's going on with your dating life?
No, actually, she doesn't.
No?
No.
She wants grandbabies for sure, though. She wants little Raymond.
Well, that's not like pulled to the side. That's like stated outright.
Right.
Right. So they've told you it's time. Get married and have kids.
Maybe we should, you know, take a break from smuggling coffee beans and really focus on trying to find real true love.
Listen, again, this is not something that's stated to the side. It's pretty much out there. So you're not saying anything that's a surprise. It's a shock.
I want to find you a beautiful lady.
I know you do.
We tried. When we went out to dinner, we found that beautiful waitress.
Yeah, but that was only the first attempt. It wasn't going to happen just right away.
No, we could push that forward. If you guys would ever go on the lunches that I've suggested with me, the monthly lunches, we could get that done.
Well, 10 a.m. is not a lunch.
The brunch.
It's brunch.
So we'll go out for brunch.
We'll get you some orange juice. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but I got to get home afterwards.
Dave will take you.
Yeah, we'll get you the ride. You'll be fine.
Dave refuses to come to Long Island.
No, that's not true. I went to Long Island.
Well, he forced you to come to Long Island.
I'll go to Long Island.
That was a fun time.
Don't blame me because you don't want to socialize with us.
No, I want to socialize. I had a blast.
So let's go out to brunch.
That was one of the great days of the year we had the other day.
Atlantic Grill. Great brunch spot.
Sounds nice.
Right around the corner from work. Next week.
God, you put so much pressure on me on the radio.
RJ, you in?
That wasn't a good sign. All you said was Atlantic Grill, around the corner from work. He goes, there was no date, there was no time.
Next week.
But that was Rick's reaction before he even said that.
I'll throw out three dates right here, right now. Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Next week.
I think I can do all of them.
RJ's in. Raymond?
Yeah, of course. I'm here.
Okay, Raymond's in. Rick?
Here's my biggest problem.
Oh, God, why? Why can't you commit?
Let's get to the.
So every time it's like, there's going to be a game in Guam. Oh, we should go. Just stop doing that.
No, no, let's get to the crux of my real problem is when you ask me a question. No, no.
Better than here.
If you get to the real issue I'm having is the idea of going to brunch with you guys sounds amazing. I would say yes immediately when asked. But unfortunately, I don't think about the fun I'm going to have. I think about the 3 hours of traffic I'm going to get stuck in with afterwards. That's really the problem for me.
So you head back to Long Island at noon, and you're screwed.
I stayed for an extra half hour for that meeting we had yesterday, and it took me an extra 45 minutes to get home.
That's really terrible.
It's awful.
I don't know what to say. Maybe one day you sacrifice.
I sacrificed yesterday.
Yeah, you sure did, didn't you? How about the fact, Raven, did you hear this? We're all in this in the room, and he walks in for the big Zoom meeting. And he goes, all right, see you guys tomorrow. I'm going to hop on Zoom on my phone and leave.
Listen, you almost pulled it off, too.
Well, I thought that's why they sent me the Zoom.
It's like they didn't catch it at first when you said it. You almost got away. It was worth a shot.
You really are a treat. All right, let's get to the Yankees a little bit. So, I said this over the last few days, knowing the toe injury, that it's a hit. Not having Aaron Judge is certainly a hit. I think they'll be fine. I don't think they were going to catch Tampa anyway. The lead is now 8 in the American League East. But all of a sudden, I don't know if you've heard this, there's this like mindset that this is going to be a real serious toe injury, and he's going to wind up missing weeks and weeks and weeks and maybe even 4 to 6 weeks. And can the Yankees keep their head above water, and how much trouble are they going to be in? And I don't know. Are you of the mindset that this guy's going to miss extended time?
Well, I don't think it said, listen, I think initially it was, and you talked about this, you brought it up. I hadn't heard it, but you brought it up. Like Han and Canty were talking about it. Maybe you don't say it's a toe, it's something different. But and my point to that was, no, this is a big deal, especially for a right-handed hitter that's 6'7", 280 pounds. His right big toe is a problem. Running the bases, hitting, playing the outfield, like all that stuff is a real problem if you have a bad, right big toe. So I didn't want you to downplay it. I don't know how long he's going to be out.
I'm not downplaying it. I'm just saying, I think they're talented. Listen, they have Stanton. They have Torres. It's not like it's not like in years past where the entire roster has been decimated. He's great, and not having him is a huge hit, but it still doesn't move the needle that I don't think they're going to get into the postseason.
No, but I don't think it's any question about them being in the postseason. I think there's still some hope that there's still enough time that when the team gets healthy, that they want to have the opportunity to chase down Tampa. If you lose him for a month, I think that opportunity goes away.
I agree. But I see, for me, and maybe I'm on an island here, I think it goes from like 10% to 2%. I don't think you're 8 games behind Tampa. That's a big number.
Okay, that's fine. But you don't know what injury is going to happen and everything else. Don't forget that the Yankees got off to a 52-18 start.
And hung on for dear life to win the division.
Dear life.
Yeah.
There's no question. Tampa is a really good baseball team, but I think the Yankees' mindset was, we haven't been whole yet. We like what our team is, and once we get whole, we get Rodon back and Stanton back and Donaldson back, and once Bader's back, and we actually have the lineup that we expected to have and the rotation that we expected to have, that we want to be in a spot that if we play right, if we play really well, we could potentially chase down Tampa for the division. But if you lose Judge for an extended period of time, I don't think that it exists.
Forget it. Well, two things. There's no chance you're catching Tampa, but I still don't think there's any chance you're not getting into the postseason this year. So I would say and if that's the case, then I would certainly make sure to hold him out until he's actually going to be healthy. I don't want to rush him back. Yeah, Take as much time as you need.
Yeah. There's no reason to rush him back. I mean, this is one of those things where you got to protect the player from himself because he's going to want to come back. But the team I gave you, the numbers with Judge and the numbers without Judge. I mean, they're a completely different team.
He's huge. By the way, you see what Tampa is at home?
Yeah, they're dominant.
Do you have any idea? They've played 33 games at home. You have any idea what their record is?
You understand that currently staying at my house is man who gives me like minute-by-minute updates of the race to the point where I had to say to him yesterday, I don't care. I said to him. Like, in the midst of the Mets game, I said to him, he's like, you know what happened? I was like, I don't care. I don't care about the Rays. I'm sorry. They played how many games at home?
33.
They haven't lost a lot at home. I will say 33 games. They've lost 5 games at home.
They're 27-6 at home. through 33 games.
Wow.
27-6. So last night, they're winning 1-0 going into the ninth. Then I check it up online. It's now 1-1. Twins score a run. And, oh, by the way, Twins have bases loaded, one out, top nine. And I think they could really lose this game. I focus on the Mets for like 15 minutes. I go back. I look. Tampa wins 2-1. They induced a double play. And then bottom of the ninth, leadoff home run. And they walk out with a 2-1 victory. They are unbelievable, that team.
Yeah, they're a really good team. But, I mean, to the point you made earlier in the show, good teams find ways to win games like that. Bad teams find ways to lose games.
That's right. Look at Tampa. Look at the Mets.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll hear from our 9:30 guest via taped audio, and that, of course, is Bill Barnwell. I don't love his take when it comes to the Giants. I think he's off base. When it comes to the Jets, I actually think he's a little bit crazy, and we'll hear what he says about the Jets in just a couple of moments. We'll get to the Yankees calls, 1-800-919-3776. Of course, the game postponed from yesterday to today. They'll play two. Single admission, doubleheader, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Yankee Stadium, 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Cullum in the Bronx. Cullum, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Shout out to the company, RJ Ray. So you guys were talking about Aaron Judge and the possibility of him missing, you know, a little bit longer. I get that feeling. You know how the Yankees have been over the last couple of years with injuries and stuff like that? When they're not outright of saying, oh, he'll be fine, he'll be back, or anything like that, it always ends up being a long injury. But how the Yankees will fare with him, without him, let's say, like you said, 4 to 6 weeks possibly, I think they'd be fine in the sense of they would still probably, right now, what, they're 10 games over 500? They would hover around, they'd hover around 500 for that stretch without Judge, but that's not even the biggest issue. They're going to still probably make a wild card. They're going to be in the playoffs, but the problem that it's clearly this year and the last 6-7 years is they do not have enough bats and enough consistent bats to make something happen in the playoffs. The left field spot is wide open. And I want you, if you could answer me, who do you think is a possibility to go out and get? The two names that I look at, Jock Peterson and maybe Kyle Schwarber, if the Phillies are dying, because I know his batting average is terrible, but
doesn't he have a long-term deal, Kyle Schwarber? And he's also, call him, he's a terrible left fielder. And he's hitting, I think, 160 right now.
But he looked phenomenal in the playoffs, and I think he's the type of guy that will strive in a big moment. I think he ups his game if he goes to a Yankees team kind of situation.
Yeah, but they signed him to a long-term deal in Philly.
Yeah, I'd be very leery of that, too.
Well, he's still got two more years left on his deal. He signed a four-year deal for almost 80.
Right. So now you're going to add another $20 million for a guy that's hitting 160 right now? And I like him, too. He's also a butcher in left field.
Yeah, the guy they were trying to get was Brian Reynolds. He would have been the guy to get.
Well, that's not going to happen now. They've locked him up to a long-term deal, and Pittsburgh's actually pretty good.
I understand that, but that's, I mean, Brian Cashman told you we have a need for a left fielder, and they never really addressed it. They tried to get Reynolds, but it was going to cost them too much, so they didn't do it. And now they got a bunch of guys that they trot out there.
That's right. That's a different flavor every single day.
Yeah, Cullum's not wrong, though. I mean, it's, again, depending on how long they lose out on Judge, you don't seem to believe that they have any chance of catching Tampa, but they're probably without Judge a mediocre 500 team.
Okay. I think that's fair. So, I mean, realistically, do you think they're going to catch Tampa?
Do I realistically think that they're going to catch Tampa? No, probably not. But, I mean, again, going back to what's happening in that clubhouse, I'm giving you the perspective from the clubhouse, which is we haven't been whole yet. Tampa's off to this great start. We got off to an amazing start last year. There's plenty of stuff that can happen. Let's just make sure we can keep them in
within distance.
Within distance that when we do get healthy, we'll go on our run and give ourselves a legitimate chance.
Yeah, I get that. It's not a crazy notion. It's just like, odds are you're not going to catch them. But you need to.
But you don't want to be resigned to that, though. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't, you may kind of think it, or it may look that way. But as a player, you don't want to be resigned to the fact that we're playing for a wild card. We want to have the opportunity to at least maybe get to the division title.
But with the Mets, I can be resigned to the fact they're not catching Atlanta, right?
Yeah,
because they're just not as good as Atlanta.
Well, here's the other problem with the Mets too. It's not even just this season. It's how last season ended.
Atlanta owns you.
Right, it's the end of last season now, which has been a continuation of what's happened in this season through 62.
Remember the whole notion of Tampa early on in the season and not playing great teams, and they're home consistently. Tampa is 26-13 against teams that are above 500.
Yeah, our bigger problem is that we haven't taken advantage. You could say that about Atlanta, but we haven't taken care of our business against teams that aren't very good.
Like, the Mets stink.
Like, we had that 13-game stretch that we figured we'd do, or you hoped that we would actually start to figure it out, and we went 4-9 in those 13 games.
The truth is, the Mets just have not shown to me that they're a very good baseball team, and it's not a small sample size anymore. It's 62 games. They're 30-32. They've lost to Cincinnati. They've lost to Detroit. They've lost to Colorado. They've lost to Washington. They can't beat Atlanta. I mean, you name it, they've done it, and that's why they sit here. And really, if you look at the National League right now, I mean, Atlanta's head and shoulders better. Miami, I know that you think you catch them probably at some point, but, I mean, they're playing good baseball. Philly's a half game behind you, and Philly's been horrendous. Pittsburgh is ahead of you. Cincinnati is a game behind you, and they've brought their young guys up, and they're playing good baseball, right? Is St. Louis going to be this awful all year long? Dodgers are better than you, and they're way ahead of you. Arizona is way ahead of you. The Giants are ahead of you, and this is the one that terrifies me. See, the two that terrify me are Philly, who has played dreadful baseball. They're half a game behind you, and the Padres are about a game and a half behind you, and they might be the most talented team in all of baseball.
Right, and that's the problem with the fact that, I mean, again, I didn't think that they would win the division, but I also didn't think they would be this bad. And by being this bad, you've kept those teams that got off to really bad starts right in the mix.
Right in the mix. If the Mets, even if they weren't going to win the division, if the Mets were eight games over right now, you'd look at San Diego and say, they might be more talented. We have a six-game lead over them. That's a big number. But now, they've been awful, you've been awful, and they're probably a better team than you are.
And you only have a game lead on them.
Yeah, no good. And Philly, who's been brutal, is half a game behind you.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great. It needs to change, and it needs to change soon. All right, 1-800-919-3776. So, Bill Barnwell, and I look forward to this, is going to join us this morning at 9:30. And he has said some really wild stuff recently. He was on Get Up yesterday, and he was analyzing the AFC East. And here's Bill Barnwell yesterday from Get Up about the Jets and where they'll finish this year in their division.
I'm going Bills, number one, the Dolphins, two. I would go Patriots, three. And I would put the Jets.
What?
Even with Aaron Rodgers. In last place. I don't see why this is a crazy opinion. They were in last place last year. It's not like this is that insane of a thought. And I will point this out as well. They were 7-10 last year. When they had to play the opposing team's starting quarterback, or their primary quarterback, I should say, they were 2-8. When they were playing the backups, when they were playing Trubisky, when they were playing the third stringers, they were 5-2. This is not a team that was as close to winning a Super Bowl as I think they have put out there. Now, they'll be better with Aaron Rodgers, but I think they're just not as good of a team as we're sort of suggesting.
Wow, that is wild to me. Absolutely wild.
Let me ask you a question, though. Why are we pretending like he brings up the numbers and what they did against starting quarterbacks or primary quarterbacks and then the backup quarterbacks.
Right.
We played the entire season with backup quarterbacks.
That's right.
Like our quarterbacks are our backup quarterbacks.
Right. You played 17 games with the backup quarterback.
Yeah,
and he's
right.
Like, well, I know Rodgers is better. Well, do you? Like in your analysis, you sit here and you say that the Jets aren't that much better. Now, Super Bowl conversation, you don't want to get into that. I think that's very fair and I understand that. But to say that the Jets are last place in the AFC East, couple things. A, I think that is a crazy take. A crazy take. And B, if that happens, there will be a lot of guys on the unemployment line with this organization.
Yeah, coach is gone for sure if that happens.
A GM, I think, would probably be gone too.
See, that's the problem with that list, and you heard the hesitation. And I saw him. I actually saw him live doing it, or not live, but I saw it on television. And he's got the suit, and he's got the J's on.
He looks very nice.
Yeah, right, but he's not. Bill Barnwell's not a suit and J's guy. So now what he's turned himself into is the hot take guy, is what he's done. Is I bring a list where it's Bills, Dolphins, Jets, Patriots. Okay. Yeah, I'm all right with that. I don't think it's going to happen that way, but I could see that if Tua stays healthy for all 17, how good that offense is. Right, yeah, Jalen Ramsey to the back end. That could be how it finishes.
Listen, someone says Buffalo better, you might disagree. You can't attack them for it. Someone says Miami better. If Tua stays healthy, I mean, their secondary is elite. They're well coached. They've added even more speed than what they had. I don't know that I agree, but I don't think it's crazy to say the Jets are the last place in this division. To me, is a wild statement.
It's a wild statement, but that's why we're talking about it. Because if he puts the Jets third, yeah, you'll look at it and go, I don't know if that's going to be the case. But you put the Jets fourth behind New England, who I get last year with, you know, Patricia and Joe Judge was a disaster. They're going back and forth with quarterbacks. But, I mean, you're still talking about a team that has Mac Jones, who rookie season was good, last year not good, and now there's some concern whether or not the team is happy with him. The team now, not the coaches. The team wants him or Bailey Zappe as the quarterback, and you're going to put them ahead of the Jets, who just got Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know how.
With one of the better defenses in the league. Oh, by the way, just so I got, dude, I got a whole page of notes.
Oh,
for
yeah,
Bill
we
Barnwell.
Also have a break that we have to get to, but go ahead.
No, just to really let people understand how bad the quarterback position was last year for the Jets. So I saw a list yesterday where they ranked the worst potential backups. They ranked backups in the NFL in this upcoming season. Okay? From best to worst backup. So there were 26 qualified backups they ranked. Okay? Where do you think Zach Wilson, who was our starter last year for most of the season, ranked?
19.
23 out of 26.
23.
Of the backups.
He's not
of
good.
Of the backups.
He's not. I told you many times that it worries me that Zach Wilson's your backup quarterback.
Well, where was Mike White? Oh, Mike White was 21st. So your two quarterbacks with backups are ranked 21st and 23rd out of 26 backups.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Do you feel that Bill Barnwell has any idea what he's walking into at 9:30 this morning?
No. No, I don't think he does.
You're not going to be mean, are you?
No, I won't be mean. I have facts. I'm looking through some of my old Jets notes. It's the beauty of actually like taking notes on all the games. So looking at my final, some of my final notes. Jets 6-game losing streak to end the season. They scored no touchdowns in their final 32 possessions.
It's amazing.
But Aaron Rodgers won't be a big upgrade.
He'd be a huge upgrade.
Come on, Bill.
You better. Could you imagine if he's right though?
If he's right, yeah. I mean this will all go away in a hurry. I'll be devastated. Coaches will be fired.
He'll
Drew
probably
Douglas might be
demand
fired.
He comes back on the show. And puts your face right in it.
That's fine. I'll accept that.
You know what? Here's what we should do. You should make a wager with Barnwell.
I don't think he's the way. Maybe.
Well, you
what
don't
do
you know that
go,
he's
going to bet
maybe
him?
He's got the itchy trinker finger. He likes to gamble.
Live maybe on he the gets attacked by the dog.
Bit.
You want to get him attacked by the dog?
You want to bring him into the mix?
Listen, I'm game. Someone will be attacked.
If he said to you, let's make a financial wager, you'd do whatever he wanted, no?
Well, what's the wager though that the Jets
finish last? Let's say the Jets finished last place. He says if he's right, he wins $2,000. If you're right, you win $1,000. Would you make that bet?
No. Why would I have to give him $2,000? He's the one that made the proclamation, not me.
I understand that, but odds are the Jets are not going to finish in last place.
Well, not according to him.
He's probably very used to these, like, throwaway bets. Like, let's make a bet. I buy you lunch. I think he's.
He doesn't know how we roll.
I think he's from the D.C. area. So I don't listen a little. You fly me here. I'll do this. You're going to come in with loser gets attacked by wild dogs.
Might be cheaper to give him the $2,000 than take him to lunch.
Oh no.
Oh what? Wow.
What? Wow. He's got expensive taste.
You don't know what kind of taste he has.
What am I saying?
That was a shot at his size.
It was a shot. Yeah.
Wow. See, and this is my concern. Ready. RJ, this is my concern. I want him to know exactly who's who when he calls into the show today. All right, RJ?
There's a strong, and by strong, I mean definitive chance he has no idea what he's walking into because I haven't told him. So
Good.
Now, when you have him, you at Bill, hey, RJ from DNR, so happy you're coming on. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Do you tell him you're walking into a labyrinth of anger? Or do you just say, all right, have a great interview?
Well, this is a good benchmark because I reached out a couple of times to Bill in the past when we had different hours and our show would be over at 8 a.m. Eastern. I know he's moving around a lot. And he was very nice. He always got back, but he said,
is he moving around a lot?
Stop it.
This is troubling.
See, again, he has no
clue. Stop it.
He's got no clue.
And he would say, listen, I'm not really available at 7 o'clock, da-da-da. This time, gets right back. Yeah, let's do it. So I think we're on the rise, and I think this is a good benchmark barometer moment for us. However, I think we could be sent right back because Rick could come on here.
Does he know that these two are unhappy with his proclamation?
I think one's more unhappy than the other, but yes.
I just disagree. I think Rick is out for blood.
Yeah. This might be the one and only time.
Well, it's so transparent what he's doing, though.
I don't believe what he said. I think he believes what he said. I think he's wrong. I think it's a stupid take, but I think he believes what he said. So you have so little belief in Bill Barnwell that you're of the mindset that he's out there saying things he doesn't believe are true solely for hot take purposes.
Yes.
That's a strong take. Will you say, I don't believe you believe what you're saying. You only said it to drum up attention.
Do you think that Dan Orlovsky, when he was asked to make his list of top five quarterbacks all time, felt good about leaving Joe Montana off the list?
Wait, do we do that here? Do we make lists for attention at ESPN?
What world are you living in?
I have a list.
Shocking.
Right. I have a list.
Right on cue.
Well, but I think mine's a good list.
I do think, to put a ball on the Barnwell, listen, you want to say maybe they won't finish last, okay. I do think, because I've been following just his writing all offseason, I do believe that maybe you could talk him into third. He does not believe the Jets are a top two team in the AFC East.
I don't think is crazy.
No chance.
I don't think that's hot take-ish. I don't agree with it, but I don't think it's a crazy notion. To say the Jets are a last place team, in my mind, is nuts.
Yeah, but how could you, but RJ, to the point you just made, how after watching what happened with Tua last season, and now Mike White is your backup quarterback, would you have more confidence in Miami?
I think that's a great question for him.
Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Listen, I'm not in his camp. His big thing the whole way has been more on what you heard of that soundbite, that the Jets were a quarterback away from being average. That's his point. We take it as the Jets are a quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender. He takes it as last year they did not deserve to be where they were. They came across a tremendous amount of good luck with the quarterbacks they played, and that will regress to the mean.
Well, yeah, but he also said they would have better off saving the money and signing Teddy Bridgewater.
How could you say that?
I don't love that take, but
that's a terrible take. I can't wait for this. If you don't go over after him like a pit bull, I'm going to be so disappointed in you.
I'm going to go after him like a pit bull with the New York strip wrapped around his neck.
Have you listened to him over the last 5 minutes? He's ready to go. The T for Baird. It's coming.
He says it now until he stares across the battlefield and he sees a guy ready to bite back.
No, I'm not one of these. I'm not one of these guys that just sits on his horse, gets the troops all fired up, and then sits back. I'm like Braveheart.
He's William Wallace.
You're going to be right in front of everybody, taking the slings and arrows.
Oh, slings and arrows, jumping off that. I like John Wick.
All right. See, I see you as more like the Billy Zane character in Titanic.
No,
where you're like, is there room for me on that life raft?
Please, I have a child.
Yeah, this is my child, and I have cash as well.
Over under now until eternity, 0.5 over under Bill Barnwell on this show from now until forever.
Under.
Point five?
Over under, yeah.
So if he joins us today, that's the over?
No. Does he ever?
After today.
Will you
idiot.
Follow the question?
I got confused.
Go eat your cheat meal at Burger King with your 52 Whoppers.
Please, I have a child.
What's your cheat meal? Burger King. When's the last time you were there? 2004.
Can you ask the question again, please?
Will Barnwell ever be on again after today?
Does it have to be with these specific hosts?
No, will you stop with the question? Just answer it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he has no faith in me.
I like how he puts the quality. Does it have to be with these specific
hosts? Well, I don't
hosts?
Know. Rick could be off. Maybe we could have another host, someone that, you know, done radio at the station at some point, comes on, hops in.
You'll be part of this, too.
Yeah.
And you
but I'm
try,
not going to attack. I don't. You, but I don't have the same vitriol as
you.
Rick.
Keep trying to downplay it, but you're not happy with his proclamations about
the
Giants.
I think he's wrong, but with his Giants takes, I think he's going to be wrong, but I don't think it's wildly awful takes. With his Jets takes, I think they're terrible takes.
See, here's the thing: Dave secretly, and he won't admit it, thinks that the Giants are going to take a step back and might not make the playoffs.
I've told you that.
Yeah, he thought the Giants were going to win four games last year.
No,
he
I didn't
can't
think
be
four.
Overly offended.
Right. I didn't think four, but I didn't think the Giants would be nearly as good as they were, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were an 8-win team this season.
Jets finished fourth in the AFC East. They're not making the playoffs.
Jets finished fourth in the AFC East. It's catastrophic. Giants go 8-9. It's hardly catastrophic.
Right, what you say now, but I think you're singing a whole different tune.
Not
after
catastrophic. All right, let's go to some of these calls, shall we? Bill in Queens. Good morning, Bill. You're on 98.70.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just listening to this, I'm not a fan of Bill Barnwell, but you guys, I'll call you guys experts. You guys do this every day. You study sports. So do the other people on ESPN. The Jets were 7-10 last year. Six of those games, they lost by one touchdown. How can he sit here and say that they're not a good team? Like, Aaron Rodgers doesn't make that difference in those one touchdown games? Like, that's outlandish. And how does that, like, devalue what he's saying? Like, I mean, it's just a crazy take, in my opinion.
We agree.
What's your thoughts? Thank you.
I don't think what happened last year devalues. I think what happens this year will devalue. I mean, if the Jets are, you know, 12-5 and finish in second or first place, now his opinion, his analysis is completely devalued. He can have his opinion now going into the season.
Yeah, but Dave, here's my biggest problem, though. He's not accounting for, like, he keeps bringing up the stats. Like, the big stat that pisses me off outside of the whole Teddy Bridgewater thing and everything else is their record against starting quarterbacks or primary quarterbacks and backup quarterbacks.
Right.
Did you look at the quarterbacks that we were playing with and the production we were getting from them?
Yeah, they were terrible.
Awful.
I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. They're absolutely terrible.
Like, you're afraid to have Zach Wilson as your backup this year. And he was one of your starters last year.
Listen, if you go through, and here's the thing that he would probably do. He looks at last year's schedule, right? Ravens game one, they were better. They beat you fine. Should happen. Might happen again. That game two against Cleveland, remember how lucky you got to win that game?
Yes.
Onside kick, scored two touchdowns in like the final 90 seconds was miraculous.
Yeah, you didn't deserve to win that game. I'm not
right?
going to dispute
that. The game in Pittsburgh,
that.
You won. You probably could have lost. The game against Miami, that was the big tailgate, wonderful tailgate we had at MetLife Stadium. They had all sorts of injuries. Teddy Bridgewater was supposed to start that game.
Hold on. That we caused, that our defense caused. That wasn't they showed up to the game without, I mean, we knocked Teddy Bridgewater out of that game.
I get it. Listen, all I'm doing is bringing information to the table. I'm not, I you know I disagree with him. Jet, you hammered the Packers. You went into Denver. You won that game. Russell Wilson was awful. I mean, is Russell Wilson, are they better with Sean Payton than they were with last year? I think so, right?
Yeah, but that has no bearing on this season.
So all I'm saying is I'm walking through giving information. I agree with you. I would be stunned if the Jets were last place this year.
Did we
stunned.
Beat Buffalo with Josh Allen or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, you sure did.
Just checking. I don't know. Sure I just did. I have a hard time believing that the strength of this team, because we've seen it, because we haven't seen the offense yet, and they may get off to a slow start. I mean, Teddy Bruschi was talking about that yesterday with the clip I sent you guys. I mean, how could the defense that was one of the better defenses in the league with that offense not be better now with an offense that could actually score you some points, actually possess the football, maybe give you a lead once in a while?
I think this is the line of questioning we have to have with Bill at 9:30 this morning. It may be his first and only ever appearance on the show. Actually, he's been on before, hasn't he, with us?
You understand that last year the Jets had 29 total touchdowns. 29.
So they averaged not two touchdowns a game.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers threw for 26. The Jets as a team had a total of 29. Aaron Rodgers threw for 26 in what was probably his worst season in a long time.
You better hope to God this man is wrong. Let's hear, you mentioned Teddy Bruschi. Let's hear Teddy Bruschi saying, no, He does not agree. Jets will not be last, might, in fact, be first.
I don't think they're going to be last. I think this defense is just too good. And what the biggest factor, we talk about canceling mini camps. The biggest factor is going to be getting Quinnen Williams signed. Saleh sounds good that he's going to be signed because September is going to be key for the New York Jets. Okay. Yep. If the New York Jets defense is solidified in the month of September, there will be growing pains in, I believe, for the offense. Okay. It's going to look clunky at first. If the Jets carry them through September to where they get their stride, I don't think they're going to be in fourth. They'll be in second or first, but Quinnen Williams is the key. To look at them last like that, that's just something I don't see. Aaron Rodgers is, it's amazing what the quarterback can do to both sides or all three sides of the ball, and I think the Jets will be very good this year.
I don't even want to have the Quinnen Williams conversation because in my mind, there is zero chance that he is not under a long-term extension by the time
they're
the
just
season starts.
They're fighting over years right now. I read an article yesterday. It's he wants
going
four,
to get done.
He wants four. Jets want to sign into five. Here's the beauty of canceling the mandatory little minicamp, though. You don't have to worry about it because we don't have to talk about him being fine for not being there.
Yeah, but that's awful. If I was a Jets fan, I would be very upset by that.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're in a position now, like with all the expectations, new quarterback, new install for the offense, that we should be taking mini camps off.
You have an opportunity to get more practice in, and guys, go ahead. You know what this feels like, right?
I know exactly what it feels like.
You feel the same way as me, right?
Yeah.
Then Aaron Rodgers is like, I don't want to do that.
I've been here for everything. We probably don't need this. We'll be fine. Okay, no problem. I mean, has Robert Saleh earned the right to start taking mandatory minicamps off?
No. And the amount of pressure and expectation on this team this year is absolutely through the roof.
Through the roof. Not to mention you have a brand new offense.
Right. Which some guys know, but most guys, this is going to be brand new for them.
Your most important receiver doesn't know it.
No.
I mean, I'm looking through you said this the other day, and you're spot on. And I was watching some video of him. He looks amazing. Like he always looks good, but he looks like physically looks like he's in the best shape of his life. Carl Lawson's going to be better this season.
Yeah, he's got to be. Year two off of a torn Achilles?
Yeah, he's going to be better. You got Franklin Myers, Jermaine Johnson. I mean, you had Chuck Clark at safety. Your secondary was Sauce and DJ Reed is already one of the better secondaries in football. This team playing with the lead? Actually not going into a game feeling like they have zero margin for error because their team's not going to score any, their offense isn't going to score any touchdowns? Or they're going to be right back on the field because your offense just went 3-and-out again?
No, that's not going to be the case. And again, I go into it, and you never know what's going to happen, right? Things can be strange, which you anticipate. But the offensive line is the one thing that gives me pause for concern this year.
You think the Vegas Raiders have any interest in Mekhi Becton at all?
No.
None?
Well, I mean, if you were another team, would you?
Would I?
Really? I mean, would you?
Well, I mean, these teams all think that they're smarter than
everyone
else.
That they can
else.
Fix the player,
yeah,
but the guy's always hurt, and he also feels like he's kind of a headache.
Well, you heard what, I mean, I asked the question because you heard what Robert Saleh said the other day, that it's going to be tough to take Dwayne Brown's left tackle spot.
Which I think is a crazy statement.
I
want to go to battle with a 37-year-old left tackle.
Oh, he's fine if he stays healthy. he stays healthy, yeah. But, I mean, he's not going to just hand the job over to Mekhi Becton.
Okay, but you would figure that Becton is a better player when healthy than Dwayne Brown, no?
Okay, I don't know.
And if not, then what have you done?
I think we know what they've done. We can assume what they've done.
Let's go to Chris in Belmar. Good morning, Chris. You're next up.
Hey, good morning, guys. Rick, I'm really counting on you later this morning to bring the heat to this Barnwell guy. He's getting borderline disrespectful with all the things he's saying about the Jets now. And I agree with you. I think he's just saying these things to get the hot takes going. And if you look at his analysis with the defense versus backups compared to primary quarterbacks, I think it's a difference of less than a field goal in points per game. So I think the defense is going to be fine. And he's just not even acknowledging that we played with the worst quarterback in football last year. So I don't think we finished last. I think he's doing it for the hot takes. And, Rick, you got to give him the heat later this morning.
Yeah, I just told you. They rank. I'm telling you. And I saw it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, how bad. You don't realize how bad it was until you start, I mean, really breaking down the numbers and everything else. But they did. I'm 26 backup quarterbacks for this upcoming season. And your two starting quarterbacks last year ranked 21 and 23rd on the backup list. So I don't want to hear this whole, oh, they beat up on backup quarterbacks. You were playing with below-average backup quarterbacks as your starters all season long.
Yeah, you're right. I think he's wrong, but I we'll find out when he joins us. I do not think he's a hot take guy. I think he firmly believes what he's saying. I think he's going to be wrong.
This is exactly what this is.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, my God. He's taking the opposite. He is taking the opposite of what everyone else is saying. Everyone else you listen to, and it doesn't have to be that they're going to win the division, but you start talking about the handful of teams that have the chance. Like, you got Dan Orlovsky saying that the Jets have what it takes to get past Kansas City, and then on the other side of it, Bill Barnwell saying they're going to finish fourth in the AFC East.
He disagrees with what everyone else is saying. RJ, you're a smart guy. You're a voice of reason. RJ?
Yes.
You think hot take?
No.
You think he firmly believes in what he's saying?
Yeah. I don't agree with the take.
I question his football acumen if he really believes
this. I just think that he puts so... His articles are so long form and there's so much time spent on them that I don't think he would go down the avenue if he didn't believe it. I disagree with it, but I think he believes
it. Right. See, RJ and I are in the same boat. You think this is solely, look at me, I'm going to make a wild take, and now you're going to discuss it.
Yes, that's exactly what this is.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a track record of this, though.
How much have you seen Bill Barnwell?
A lot.
Oh,
no, you haven't.
I have.
You rarely see him.
No, I don't. I think you're wrong with this.
If Bill Barnwell hadn't come up with this garbage, would he be on the show today?
No.
Okay. My point, exactly.
So he's
on the show because we disagree with a genuine take of his.
Wait, this specific show?
Yes.
It was his goal all along? Is that what
we're talking about? I'm not saying this show. I'm saying in general.
This or many shows if he didn't have this take.
Probably not because of the way people feel about the Jets right now. But I'm with RJ. I'm with Dave. I don't think that he's just doing this for clickbait or attention.
Guys are suckers. Suckers.
You don't believe in Bill Barnwell. So you really dislike Bill Barnwell.
No. Listen, I enjoy a lot of what Bill Barnwell does. I enjoy he goes on SVP and like kind of makes picks, but doesn't really. Like if this team's going to win, they got to do this. And it's RJ's not wrong. It's well thought out. I just don't think this is one of those instances.
So all of a sudden, the guy woke up and said, "You know what? I can become really just a staple of shows across the country if I have some wild take about the Jets."
Yeah. I think everyone's on one side of this, and if I can get on the other end of it and make the numbers say what I want them to say, then yeah, people will talk about it.
All right. We will find out at 9:30.
It wouldn't be the first time that something like this has happened.
Yeah, but I don't look at him as one of those guys. There are people that do it, and there's a lot of people. I don't like do it at ESPN, but I don't look at him as one of those guys.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. The people that do it, are they on television a lot?
Some of them are, yeah.
Most of them are.
You've mentioned a couple of them, sure.
Most are. So,
okay.
Hey, I have the opportunity to get myself on TV more.
So you think that he is saying, if I have I won't believe in it. I have a wild take. I'm going to say this take. Solely so I get more airtime. I would be horrified by that. I'm going to ask him that.
Yeah, because you're not that kind of person. I'm not that kind of person. Kay was talking about it yesterday. It's part of the business now.
Well,
make these outlandish statements, and then if the Jets win the AFC East, yeah, they'll be like, we'll crush them. But who else cares? Nobody.
So make a wild take. If it's
Dan Orlovsky said that Justin Fields
was wrong, you're nothing.
Dan Orlovsky said that Justin Fields was going to be in the MVP conversation last year. Come on, man.
And it goes away. All right, listen, I get your point. I don't think he's like that.
Gone.
I think Orlovsky has a much more hot take in him than Bill Barnwell.
Yeah, and guess who signed a big fat new deal? It is all over the place.
I think Orlovsky's good as well.
I do too. But I mean, he also knows how to get attention.
But that's his track record. I don't think that's Barnwell's track record.
Okay, but it doesn't always have to be a track record. If you're someone that sees what's going on around you and wants to adapt and says, how come I'm on a TV more often? Well, I don't do this. Then maybe you go, you know what?
You know, it would be a sorry state of affairs if a producer or a bigwig at ESPN is like, you know what, Bill? Come out with something really, really hot, really steamy. He's like, you know what? I got something for you.
That's what they want. I mean, they don't want, hey, the Maple Leafs going to come all the way back and win the Stanley Cup. That's just stupid.
Well, why was that any stupider than what he's saying?
That's just dumb.
No, but I believed it. You know, and no I was asked, wrong, and I own it. And that's fine.
No one asked you to do it. Now, RJ didn't call you up one day in secret and say,
"Because I believed it,
Dave. We want to get you more airtime. Why don't you make some crazy prediction like the Maple Leafs are going to win the Stanley Cup?"
Well, you know what? How about any of the things I get right? I'm right very often. I make predictions which are you guys hear and you're like, "Come on!" And they turn out to be true. Why don't we discuss those?
It wasn't so much that you had a prediction that was true or false or whatever. It just came out of nowhere. You just said here
because I believed it.
But you just randomly spit it out. Like
he was so excited to say it too. Doubled down. He goes, "They're going to come back."
Triple down.
And he goes, "And you know what? They're going to win the Stanley Cup."
Because I thought it made sense. I thought if they came back from down 3-0, who would have more momentum in the history of hockey than that team? And then they win the whole thing. I was wrong. You know what? I own it.
Such a smile on your face when you said it.
Through the show. I hope Barnwell just annihilates you later.
No, I hope you're not a little, I can't even say the word, but you know the word I'm thinking about. I mean, hold him accountable. He said some things about the Giants you don't like either.
Yeah, but I don't disagree as vehemently as you do. But I don't like them.
Yeah, but I think you disagree as vehemently as I do with his Jets take.
I do. I think his Jets take is bad, but I don't think it's hot take. I think he has an opinion which I strongly disagree with.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.